Al-Bayan Radio presents The Virtues of Ramadan and Its Men, presented by Wasim Tarsisi.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Rabbi shahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. We return back to our reminders about the great month of Ramadan and the great worship of fasting, returning yet again to remember another great giant and gem and to see their great devotion towards this worship of Ramadan. And we find that from those great gems, a man called Urwa ibn Zubayr, a man that needs no introduction, a man that loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man that loved to stay up in the night and pray towards Allah, a man that loved to constantly restrain and refrain from taking which is halal in order to seek the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man that many said about him, he was from the greatest fuqaha, and it was known that he was from Ahadul Fuqaha al-Sab'ah, from the seven known jurists in the time of the Islamic era. And it was known that he needed no introduction, al-Zahid, al-Abid, a person that was away from the dunya in his heart, but present in his body, a person that would constantly be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great example for all of us, a graduate also from the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ways. But we take a particular event, and at this time Urwa, he had been stricken or struck by a disease in his leg, and therefore it had become to a level which a surgeon had to come and to operate upon his leg. And as to what follows, they said to him, his companions, أَلَا نَدْعُ لَكَ طَبِيبًا, should we not call for you a doctor? He says, قَالَ إِن شِئْتُمْ, if you wish. فَقَالُوا نُسْقِيقَ شَرَابًا يَزُولُ فِيهِ عَقْلُكَ, he said, we will give you a drink in order that your mind will disappear, meaning you will become intoxicated. He says, فَقَالَ أَمْضِي لِشَأْنِكَ, do what you were doing. He says to them in retaliation to their comment, إِنَّ رَبِّ ابْتَلَانِي لِيَرَى صَبْرِي, he says to them, verily my Lord has given me this test in order to see my patience. He says, مَا كُنْتُ أَظُنُّ أَنَّ خَلْقًا يَشْرُبُ مَا يُزِيلُ مَا يُزِيلُ عَقْلَهُ حَتَّى لَا يَعْرِفُ رَبَّهُ, he says, I did not think there is a people or a creation that would drink something in order that their mind would go and they would forget and know that their Lord can see them and is apparent. And then it was said, فَوُضِعَ بِالْمِنْشَارِ عَلَى رِقْبَتِهِ الْيُسْرَى, and then the saw that the surgeon had was put on his left knee. فَمَا سَمَعْنَا لَهُ حِسَّى, and to the amazement, my brother and sister in Islam, the narration, it says, we did not hear one sound from him. We did not hear one sound from him. This is to show us the great iman of this individual with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that even though the tabib, even though the doctor wanted good for him in order to sedate him in a situation and in a time where he needs sedation, something that would become a norm today, something that you would not be able to go under the knife without anesthesia, you would not be able to enter any hospital without this anesthetic to be put in your body in order to numb you, in order for the operation to go forth and be successful. But you find here that these people were the Rijalullah. They were the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people of Allah. It says, فَمَا سَمِعْنَا لَهُ حِسَّى, not one sound was heard, not one complaint. This is something amazing and hard to understand and comprehend. But subhanallah. فَلَمَّا قَطَعَهَا جَعْلَ يَقُولُ, and when his knee, or when the limb was cut from the knee, it was said that he said, لَإِنْ أَخَذْتَ لَقَدْ أَبْقَيْتَهُ, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla fi ula, and if you take, really you leave, meaning you give back. وَلَإِنْ ابْتَلَيْتَ لَقَدْ عَافَيْتَهُ, and if you give a test to a person, verily you give him something better after, عَافَيْتَهُ, and you give him health, and you give him safety. وَمَا تَرَكَ جُزْءَهُ بِالْقُرْآنِ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَةِ, and it was said that he did not leave Even that night when the operation was made, he did not leave his part of the Quran that he recites regularly, even in that night. Allahu Akbar. This goes to show us, my brother and sister in Islam, again, the great, great, great strength and the great love that they had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lesson we take here today is that the sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not easy. And verily, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not gained overnight. And we find and we see in these great companions that their love for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it reached horizons that we cannot even see. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from these believers and to the same caliber. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.